www.ohio.gov/powerrides.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. Glory to your name. So you clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrifice your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone. Can y'all help me sing?
You thought I was saving.
So you came
and changed my life.
You thought
I was worth keeping.
So you clean me up inside. So you clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Glory to your name, oh God. Oh, you thought I was to die for. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed my life so I can be free. The time has come for altar prayer. How many of you know he didn't have to do it? He didn't have to send his son to die for us. He didn't have to come. But he did. But he did. How many of you are glad that he did? Hallelujah. We ought to be shouting. But you know what? The pastor told us we shouldn't have to tell each other that we should be shouting. You should shout all by yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we'll bow our heads. All wise, thou art God. Father, we call upon your name, Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Mary's baby, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we know, dear Master, that we didn't rise up this morning on our own, oh God. And Father, if we just walked away from our bedsides, oh God, without uttering a word of thanks, oh God, as though we hold our own lives in our hands, oh God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Father, we know, dear Master, that it's only you and only your mercy that you gave us, dear Master, this day, oh God. Father, we don't know, dear God, if we're all going to make it through this day, oh God. But Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, dear God, for allowing us to call you Father, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being all to us, oh God. Whatever we need, oh God, you are that for us, oh God. Father, you said, dear God, that you will be a father for us, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We know, dear God, that you'll be a brother for us, oh God. A sister for us, oh God. Father, you'll be a mother for us, oh God. When our mothers are long gone, oh God. But Father, I shout hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for it all, Lord. For Father, I know, dear God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't say thank you enough, oh God. But Father, with the one you gave me, oh God, but Father, we can continue to serve thee, oh God. Continue, oh God, keep your glory and your praises upon our tongues, oh God. Father, we shout hallelujah, oh God. Father, our grace, dear Lord. Shout hallelujah, Lord. Father, our mercy, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask thee right now, oh God, to just have mercy, dear God, upon this congregation, oh God. Father, somebody, dear God, body might be wrecking in pain, oh God. Father, they push their way to come, oh God. Father, not only, dear God, those that are in this house, oh God, but those that are on Facebook, oh God, but those are in this world, dear Lord. They need you, Lord Jesus, whether they know it or not. For Father, they need you. Father, we need you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask thee, dear God, look down upon this choir, dear God. Father, bless their voices, oh God. They will sing praises and glory unto thy name, oh God. Father, I ask thee, dear God, to just continue to bless your word, oh God. Bless the leader of this house, oh God. Continue, oh God, to just crown his head with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, oh God. Let him continue to follow you, oh God. Father, I know, oh God, that his road is not easy, oh God. But Father, surely, oh God, that you, dear Master, guide him and protect him, dear God. Father, you're the one that holds him, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask thee, dear God, to just let your people follow him as he follow you, oh God. Father, we shout hallelujah for it, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless, dear God, each and every one. Father, there's somebody's heart, dear God, that is heavy, dear God. Somebody's heart, dear God, heavy because their loved one has gone on, oh God. But Father, let them know, dear God, that they had to pay
pay that price, oh God, same way that we do, oh God. Father, you do nothing to hurt us, oh God, but thy will and must be done. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we shout hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I know, dear God, that even when I don't know what to say, oh God, Father, Jesus is there, oh God, being an interceding for us, oh God. Father, I thank you for that, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we, dear Master, don't know what we're going to be doing when you come back, oh God. But, Father, we know that you're going to come back for us, oh God. Let us be ready, oh God. Father, these blessings in your darling son, Jesus, I ask, oh God. Hey. Amen. And I shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, to thy holy name, oh God. Amen.
The morning, the dark clouds will fade away.
Yeah.
my Lord. Little Joe.
You should be a witness for the Lord. You should be a witness for Jesus.
We should be a witness. We need to stand up and testify to God, our God. We should be one, even this day. You've been born again of the blood, of the water, of the Spirit. You ought to be a witness for Jesus. You should be a witness for Jesus. I thank God for God himself, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our keeper, and to all the ministers and lay people that's here today. We thank God for all of you today. And being a witness for Christ, that means we got to give an ear to God. Give an ear to God. Hear what thus saith the Lord. And when God tell us something, we ought to leave shouting. Yeah. Like the ladies at the tomb, they left running in a hurry to get to tell the disciples what the Lord had said to them. And we thank God for you today. And thank God for the choir. You know, when that heavenly choir get together, I believe this in my heart, that it's going to be so much harmony and praise until you ain't going to be able to sit down in your seat. Because we're going to understand the mystery of God by then. And we're going to be able to give God all the praise and all honor for all that he's done in our life, where he brought us from how he kept us, coming through Becker's Valley. We just thank him for that. Today we're looking in the book of Romans, second chapter. We're going to read a few verses and talk to you a little bit about being a witness. Then we're inexcusable now for not giving God the praise and the honor that deserving to him. Second chapter of Romans. Therefore thou art inexcusable, man, whosoever thou that judges, for wherein thou judges another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judges does the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despise thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearing and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deed. To them who are patient, continuance in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, and the Jew first, and also the Gentile. And finally, for there is no respect of person with God. You may be seated. This scripture is telling me to stop judging me and take a look at yourself. Stop judging me and take a look at yourself. I'm reminded how James said we look in a mirror, and when we walk away from it, we forgot how we look. Every man on the planet Earth should know without a shadow of doubt who they are, where they are, and whose they are. And you should be the first one to confess, instead of letting other folks tell you who you are. You ought to consult God, and the Lord will tell you who you are. You don't need other folks to come tell you who you are and what your capabilities are. You don't need that. The Lord pay every man according to his word. And we got to come in compliance with that, because God going, we lack knowledge. We lack knowledge. We perish. So you need to study the book to see where you stand. And if you see where you stand, you look in the mirror of life, which is Jesus Christ, and see where you stand. If you ain't close enough to him, the Bible says draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. You can clean your hand then. When you get close to him, you can clean your own hand. But before you get close to him, you got to ask him to clean your hand. But when you come in compliance with him, you can clean your own hand. He empowered you to get do the works of God. He goes on to say here, telling us, see, inexcusable. We don't have no excuse now.
No.
No excuse, oh man, without a judging. When you judge another man, we're inexcusable. The Bible tells us don't judge nobody. And in Matthew, the 7th chapter, say, judge not that ye be not judged. With whatever judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and with whatever measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? And God wants us to see that. Judgment means to finalize or give you your destiny, where you going, or what you can't do, what you can do. God don't want, he wants all of us to know us for ourselves. If you don't know yourself, you can't know God. Because first God going to purify you. Then he going to clean you up and set you apart for the work of his ministry. And you're going to be faithful in a time wanting nothing. Everything you need, God got it for you. He said, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which are committed such things. See, when you judge others, it's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you, regardless of who you are, what you are. When you judge and tell other folks they can't do this, they can't do this, they ain't this and they ain't that, it's going to come back and knock you in your face. God said it in the scripture. We need, in the church, shouldn't be nothing but joy preach in the church. Because evil going to meet you on the corner anyway. Don't worry about evil. Worry about the good thereof. Because whatever you do, when you're doing good, evil going to present itself every trip. So you don't think you're going to walk through this life just cool. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. We got to be just like God wants you to be. And to say God is the righteous jury. He going to judge everybody according to their deeds, their work. And we have to enhance the works of God in our life. If we don't enhance the works of God in our life, we can't prosper. And we ain't going to be motivated to move up. We're going to stay in that same steadfast position all the rest of our life because we won't exalt the Lord. If you exalt God, he's going to lift you up. He's going to lift you up. And if he lifts you up, you're going to be up. And Satan can't knock you down when God lifts you up. We need to keep that in mind. And he said, why thinkest thou this, old man, that judges them which do such thing and does the same thing, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Lord have mercy. I'm here pointing you, telling you who you're not, telling you what you can't do, still trying to lift you up and encourage you to do more. And I'm going to meet that same judgment I'm putting on you. Do you not know that if I know plenty and try to show out in front of you, I'm going to be whooped with many stripes, the Bible tells me. He said, if a man knows plenty, he's going to be whooped with more stripes. So we have to walk in what we talk in. If you don't walk in what you talk in, you call a hypocrite. That's a hypocrite. And a hypocrite can't please God. You got the Bible say you got to be hot or you got to be cold. You can't be lukewarm. He said, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. And we need to understand God's way of doing things. And we need to understand God at the highest depth. He said, despises, now listen to me good, thou the riches of his goodness and his forbearing, long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Good God, I don't care how much you got or what you got, it don't even bother me. I want you to have more. I ain't got no resentment against you having $1 trillion and I don't have but 15. And nothing in me gonna tell me nothing. I'm going to be clapping for you because it's going to be deliver you, help to deliver you out of your bondage. Sometimes we see on national TV people play the Powerball and hit the Powerball. And when you hit the Powerball, what you do, all you get cash, you get half of whatever, a little over half. But when then you get get it through the years, you get so much every year, every month. But let me tell you something. When you hit Jesus, when you hit Jesus, you get it all in a lump sum. He said he don't forgive you some, but all your sins, he forgive you all your sins. And you don't have to worry about it no more. He said, if a dog go and heave up, then turn around and go lick his vomit up. God ain't like that. He don't put nothing back on. When he take it off, he don't put nothing back on you. I know, say, God doing the shit of whoop me. No, he don't. Say, he don't tempt no man. He don't tempt no man. You on your own now. You on your own now. But you got to follow me. That's what Jesus said. You got to follow me. You on your own, but you got to follow me. And if you follow Christ, he ain't going to lead you into destruction. He going to lead you into eternity. He going to lead you in prosperity, good hope, joy, peace, love, understanding, patience. That's where God going to lead us. But sometimes we doubt him. We doubt him. He said, you can't escape when you judge other folk. You ain't going to escape the judgment I'm going to put on you. There's no way. Do unto others as you have them what? Do to you. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And we got to have that in mind all the time to keep us straight. And it say, it's going through these things that cause us to repent, cause righteous or evil people to repent. Just keep the sound gospel to them. Keep teaching them what Jesus said. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away, because the word is strong all by itself. It don't need no help. We the one need the help. So if we embed ourselves in the word of God, God going to deliver us. He's going to deliver us. And he went on to say, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, listen at this good, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the days of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. When you get out of line with God, when you take it on yourself to tell what you're doing, who you are and all that, God don't honor that. He disrespect that. He wants you to lift him up every day. Don't find no fault in your brother or your sister. If you see a fault in your brother or sister, take them off to the side and talk to them in a nice, humble way. And then you please God. You don't jump down in nobody's throat. You don't jump down in nobody's throat. They make a mistake, you have made mistakes too. If anybody in here say hadn't made a mistake, raise your hand now. I don't see no hand. So you understand God's glory. We the glory of God. When we obey that which he say do, we his glory. And he going to brag on. He going to look down from heaven and say, look at my son and look at my daughter down there doing, walking in my will. And say they talking about them, but they still won't give in. That's what God loves. He loves us to do that and to be like that. And every day of our life, we got to strive to be just like Jesus. Because the Apostle Paul said, let this mind be in you. That's also in who? Christ Jesus. We striving every day to be just like Jesus. When Jesus yet shall appear, the Bible tell me we're going to be like him. But you got to practice down here being like him. You got to walk like him, talk like him, do like him. See, great works have I done. Greater works than these shall you do also, because I'm going back to my Father. And then we tell people, tell us, you see, I'm working for the Lord. No, you're not. You're working with him. You're working with the Lord, not for him. If you're working for him, you'll be on your own, a different category. But you're working with him. The Holy Spirit works through us. It works through us. The Holy Spirit works through us. It teaches you, it guides you, it instructs you into all righteousness and all truth. And whatever we do it because of the righteousness of God and the goodness of God. It ain't because we great or we straight, because God's mercy is shown upon us. And that's how we make it in this life. And say, go on to say, the wrath of God is set before us. We walk out of line. Sometimes we don't want people to straighten us out. Am I right, Sister? And we don't want nobody to straighten us out, and we get all tangled and upset instead of just being cool, like the young people say, just cool. Just be cool. Don't let nothing get to you. That's what John 14 say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. and say, in my father's house many mansions. So you're going to have one of the mansions that God got already fixed up for you. Going to have hot water, cold water, going to have food every day. You're going to have sit down and just praise God every day of our life. You ain't got to work no more. You ain't got to stress yourself out no more. We're going to just be, going to be one preacher then. Jesus is going to preach. See, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And we got to just follow Jesus to the T. And the Bible says, Jesus is going to render unto every one of us according to their deeds. Lord, have mercy. He ain't going to pay you nothing for my work. He going to pay you for your work. Whether it be good or whether it be bad, God going to pay you. And I have nothing to do with it. What I got, I can't even speak for you no more. I'm speaking now in your behalf. But when that day come out, my mouth going to be closed. I'm going to wave my hand and give God the praise. And everyone that love God's appearance, listen good, going to be giving him praise and honor and glory. They're going to be exalting the Lord Jesus. And he's going to renew our spirit every day. To them by whom patience, continuous, or well done, seek for glory and honor and immortality. Lord, he's a hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. Stay in the righteousness of God, and God going to deliver you. He going to deliver you. Don't worry about what somebody else going to do to you or what somebody else say to you. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord Jesus. If you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, that's the deliverance. See, Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, right in the Bible and truth. When I hear people quote scripture and say things in the Bible, I don't say nothing. I take it to my heart. And when I get off to myself, I go and find it in the Bible and read it for myself. I ain't got to start no disturbance. See, in governing people, we got to discern the spirit of the people. In order to be a pastor, you got to discern the spirit of the people. So you know how to correct them, know how to demonstrate to them, and you know how to walk before them in truth and in spirit. And the Lord going to honor you for that. The Bible tells me, in a pastor, you're supposed to give him double honor, respect, whatever he need to have. You give it to him, and he going to stand up before Jesus Christ. See, he instruments of God. The message is just to bring the word to us, and that God sanctified, that God called him. Nobody else called him. See, a lot of people, they say God called them. They, you know, y'all remember the party line? We used to have a party line. When the phone rang, we pick up and don't even have a call, huh? So what we got to do, we got to stay tuned in to Jesus so when he speak to us, we'll know who he's talking to. And you won't have no doubt in your life about who God is talking to. He went on to say that tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jews first and then the Gentiles. God help me. If I'm fixed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, ought to be walking upright. Ought to be walking upright before God every day of my life. And then when I get down and get weak, I got to say I'm strong and walk in my faith in Christ Jesus. And he going to deliver me from whatever that try to throw me down, or whatever try to overcome me. Tribulation, you're going to go through trial and tribulation. Sometimes you're going to get upset with people. See, y'all, a lot of y'all Christians, I hear it all the time, see, oh, I got Jesus. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. I got Jesus. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you, all that Jesus stuff. With this word here that we preach today, I don't preach for Paul. Paul dead and gone. The word is for me today. It fits me today, not Paul. Paul had nothing to do. The same thing he said to Paul, he's saying to me. I hear you brag on Paul. Paul said, forget Paul. Think about yourself now. Get yourself tuned in to the Lord. Paul spoke the word that God gave him. And I got to speak the word that God give me. And I have to have discerning the spirit. I just can't blab off at my mouth. I got to know what I'm saying. And what I'm saying need to be backed up by scripture. None but the pure in heart shall see God. Jesus warned the scribe and Pharisee, woe be unto you, scribe and Pharisee, you worship me with your lips, It's a lot of that on earth now, but your heart is far from me. You know, we could talk this good talk, but you ain't walking nothing. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Faith without work is dead. If you show me your faith, I can show you some work. But if you can't show me neither one of them, you're dead. You're dead in this life on this earth. So we're going to have tribulation. You're going to get upset at times. And he's saying, every soul of man that doeth evil, God going to bring swift judgment on the ones that's supposed to got it, be having. The ones that's supposed to be wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up with God, he's going to get them first. Then the ones that's not so sure, not all the knowledge that you have, they got to pay too. But they're going to have to pay a little price because they didn't know no better. Nobody taught them better. That's why today we need to teach people in the church. You need to teach people. Let them know the truth. Don't back up off the truth. Preach. If you condemn, you just condemn. Go to God and he'll refurbish you. But you got to teach the truth. God wants us to stand firm in his word. He don't want me to criticize nobody. He want me to go. I don't care what the Bible say. What God want me to do is get down where you are and pick you up as I go up. Then I'm a leader for God. But I don't stand back and tell you what God said, don't do nothing. That ain't working no more. Stand back, God say this, God say that. It's too much of God said and not God doing. We got to do some things now according to the will of God. And if we do what God say, he going to be pleased with us. He say he's our shepherd and we don't need to want nothing. He said, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So what we got to do is stay tuned in to Jesus. If you ain't tuned in to Jesus, listen good. If you ain't tuned in properly with Jesus, Satan going to whisper in your ear. And he's going to deter you. He's going to come to you and whisper in your ear and put you against your brother or against your sister. I know him. I know him. I know that's the way he operates. You can have everybody in the church, somebody going to stand up and talk against what the word of God said. And we got to be careful with that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, y'all. Whatever you do, you're going to pay for it. I don't care if we pay today or tomorrow, you're going to pay. That's a divine promise. You're going to pay. He went on to say, but glory and honor, listen good. And peace. I teach that every time I get up. Ain't got no business hell in the church. We ought to be thrown out on our head raising sand in the church. I ain't never heard Jesus raise no sand. I don't care how wrong you were, he never raised no sand. I don't care what condition you was in, he never raised no sand. He didn't even bring it up or condemn nobody. Go in peace, he said. And don't sin no more. That's simple in my manner. That ain't going to run nobody. But when I get up just throwing scriptures down your throat, you're going to get offensive with me. You're going to want to whoop me. I've been there. I've been there. I know how it go. You're going to be mad to have your mouth poked out for a week against something I said out the Bible. Because you didn't understand, you didn't catch on, because you put your mind where God's mind should have been. And now you're looking dim at me because of what I said. And you're going to be mad and be angry, but sin not, huh? You're going to be holding grudge against me. You ain't going to want to talk to me. You're going to shun the very appearance of me. You're going to always lift yourself up. You're going to say, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. He ain't got this. He don't have that. Don't ever do that in God's house. Right. Lift everybody you see up. I've been down 400 and some years. You need to get me up and lift me up and hold me up. And when every member of this church, when you go anywhere and say, what church you go to? I go to New Scotland Baptist Church. You ought to be proud to say that. You should be proud to say that. I stand on the rock. Not where Moses stood, but where Jesus built the church, the real church. I stand on that church, and I admonish the church, and I don't put nothing over the church. Everything I do in behalf of Jesus Christ and the church. Because a lot of stuff in the church, what we put it in there. God didn't have nothing to do with it. We formed all kind of rules and bylaws and all that stuff like that. And we brought it up in the church, and it ain't even holy. It's been defiled. And we still brought it in the church. And we supposed to bring peace, love, and joy in the church. That's all the church needs, peace, love, and joy. You'll never hear me teach negativity. You don't hear, you never hear me teach negative. Everything I say gonna be positive. Because let me let you in on a secret. Wherever you go, I don't care how righteous, how holy you are, Satan gonna meet you on the corner. You don't have to tell me nothing about no evil. Tell me about good. Everything you talk to me about good. Talk to me about the edifying of the body of Christ. Don't tell me nothing about I'm gonna break my ankle, this, that. I don't wanna hear that. Tell me positive stuff. Because Satan gonna get you. He gonna meet you on every corner. Every word that you wanna say, Satan gonna put something else in your mind. What the Lord said, the battle is not yours. It belong to me. It belong to me. I can't do nothing. If God don't work through me, I'm nothing. He don't work through me, I'm nothing. But sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. So we have to be careful what we do and what we say. Glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good. See that? Every man that worketh good should have peace, joy, love, patience, understanding, long-suffering, forbearing. All of this we need. From me to the back door. Every one of us need that. The reason we don't get on one mind in the church, and the church prosper and be in good health and prosper and be wealthy, because all of us have different minds. I'd do it this way if I was you. I'd do it this way if I was you. Why you don't do it God's way? If we get together and do it God's way, we're going to prosper and be in good health. And the sickness and stuff going to flee from the church. People be passing this church, say, I don't know what it is, but I was sick. And I passed by that church, and my body was healed on the spot. That's the glory of God. That's what God wants from us. He don't want me up here telling you what suit you got on, what pair of shoes. That is unnecessary. They ain't got no business even in the church. We need to just stay tuned in to Jesus Christ. And he said the Jews, that's supposed to be the well-learned people, and the Jews were supposed to be the special people. That's God's special people. Salvation come through the Jews. Then the God said, go get to the Gentiles too. We have in the church these days, I'm talking for what I know, respect of people. The Bible said don't have no respect of people. But we do have it in the church. Respect of people, and that's bad. We reading the word, and we're still having respect of people. We put one over another. I tell people all the time, I'm your brother. You don't have to call me no doctor, no bishop, none of that foolishness. I'm Lionel Smith. I've been that ever since I was born. Lionel Smith. And Reverend and all that don't do nothing to me. Don't do a thing but put burdens on me. Make people think I can do more than I can do. Never a burden. But I'm your brother, and you my sister.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willard Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
When he hung on Calvary Hill and said, Father, it's finished.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Mohammed Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
God bless you. We hope that this